Welcome to the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com, where every week we take a look at a mysterious disappearance, object, place, or other mystery in about 5 minutes. If you like the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 12. The Mystery of the Taos Hum. The mystery of the Taos Hum is one of the most perplexing and enduring phenomena in the realm of unexplained sounds. First reported in the early 1990s, this low-frequency hum has baffled scientists, residents, and visitors to the small town of Taos, New Mexico. Unlike a typical noise, the Taos hum is not universally heard by everyone, and its origins remain elusive despite decades of investigation. Those who hear the sound describe it as a persistent, low-pitched hum that can be maddening for those affected, often disrupting sleep, concentration, and overall well-being. Taos, a picturesque town nestled in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, is renowned for its natural beauty and its vibrant artistic community. However, the introduction of the hum has added a layer of mystery to the area, turning it into a focal point for scientific curiosity and speculation. The sound was first widely reported by a group of residents in the early 1990s, though there had been isolated accounts of similar hums in other parts of the world, including the UK and parts of Europe. What made the Taos hum stand out was its concentration in a specific geographic area, and the way it affected only a small percentage of the population. Those who hear the hum, often referred to as hearers, describe it as a low, droning noise, similar to the sound of an idling diesel engine that seems to emanate from the ground or the sky. The hum is not a continuous sound, but rather a steady, rhythmic vibration that can be felt as much as heard. For some, it is louder at night, while others report that it becomes more intense indoors, particularly in enclosed spaces. The intensity of the hum can vary from day to day, and for some hearers, it fades away entirely for periods of time before returning. One of the most intriguing aspects of the Taos hum is that it cannot be detected using traditional audio equipment. Despite numerous attempts to record or measure the sound using sensitive instruments, no clear evidence of the hum has been captured. This has led many to suggest that the phenomenon is subjective, experienced only by those who are particularly sensitive to certain frequencies or vibrations. Some researchers believe that the hum may be a form of tinnitus, a condition in which individuals perceive sounds that have no external source. However, this explanation does not fully account for the fact that the hum is localized to specific geographic regions, nor does it explain why some people are affected, while others, even in close proximity, hear nothing. Over the years, various theories have been proposed to explain the Taos hum. One of the most popular explanations is that the hum is caused by low-frequency sound waves generated by industrial equipment or machinery, such as ventilation systems, power plants, or large vehicles. The fact that low-frequency sounds can travel long distances and penetrate buildings may account for why some hearers experience the hum indoors. However, investigations by both local authorities and independent researchers have failed to find any definitive source of industrial noise that could be responsible for the hum in Taos. Another theory suggests that the hum may be related to natural geological processes, such as seismic activity or shifts in the Earth's crust. Some researchers believe that the hum could be caused by microseismic vibrations, tiny movements in the Earth's surface that are too subtle to be felt, but can generate low-frequency sounds. This idea is supported by the fact that Taos is located in a seismically active region, and some hearers have reported that the hum becomes more pronounced during times of increased seismic activity. However, this theory remains speculative, as no direct correlation between seismic events and the hum has been established. A more speculative explanation involves the possibility of electromagnetic interference. Some researchers have suggested that the hum could be caused by electromagnetic radiation from power lines, radio towers, or other electronic devices. Electromagnetic fields are known to produce low-frequency vibrations, and it is possible that certain individuals are more sensitive to these fields than others. However, this theory has not been substantiated by scientific evidence, and electromagnetic interference would likely affect a broader population, not just a small percentage of hearers. The lack of a clear scientific explanation for the Taos hum has led some to propose more unconventional theories. Some have speculated that the hum could be caused by secret military technology, such as low-frequency weapons or communication systems. Given Taos's proximity to several military installations, including the White Sands missile range, this theory has attracted attention from conspiracy theorists. However, there is no concrete evidence to support the idea that the military is involved in the hum, and official investigations have found no links to defense activities. For those who experience the hum, it is more than just a curious anomaly. It is a source of genuine distress. Hearers have reported difficulty sleeping, anxiety, and even physical symptoms such as headaches and nausea. The persistence of the sound, combined with the inability to escape it, can be deeply unsettling. In some cases, people have moved away from Taos in an effort to find relief from the constant noise. Unfortunately for many, the hum follows them wherever they go, suggesting that it may be more than just a localized phenomenon. Despite decades of research and investigation, the mystery of the Taos hum remains unsolved. While some continue to search for a scientific explanation, others have come to accept that the hum may never be fully understood. For those affected by the hum, the search for answers is a deeply personal quest, one that often leads to frustration and uncertainty. The Taos hum is part of a broader category of unexplained hums reported in various parts of the world, including the Bristol hum in England, the Kokomo hum in Indiana, and the Auckland hum in New Zealand. Each of these cases shares similar characteristics: low-frequency sounds that are heard by only a small percentage of the population, with no identifiable source. Whether these hums are related or are entirely separate phenomena remains an open question. In the end, the mystery of the Taos hum endures as one of the most compelling examples of the unexplained in modern times. It straddles the line between science and speculation, defying easy categorization or resolution. As long as people continue to hear the hum, the search for its origins will continue, driven by the hope that one day the truth behind this strange and persistent sound will finally be revealed. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com. If you get a chance, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, or if you are able, you could support us more directly by buying us a coffee at 5minutemysteries.com/coffee. Also, why not check out our other 5-Minute podcasts? 5-Minute Biographies, 5-Minute History, 5-Minute Murder, and 5-Minute Warfare. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.